Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Towards Transformation. I am your host, Villa Powell, radio host, obviously, inspirational speaker, and author of the book, 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation. Welcome so much to the show tonight. And our focus tonight is going to be solitude. We're going to talk about the power of solitude. And so we'll begin by reading an excerpt from my book, and then I'm going to give you, I found some tips, six benefits of solitude, five benefits of solitude, seven benefits of solitude. What we're going to talk about are the benefits of solitude, taking the time to be alone. Before I start that thought, I want to do some housekeeping and give you some heads up. First of all, I want to thank Tina Hobson. She was my guest last week, and she was amazing. And she has a show this Friday night. It's on Blog Talk Radio, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And she's going to have my mentor, Beverly Fells Jones, on the show. The show is I Am Superwoman this Friday night, hosted by my special guest from last week, Tina Hobson. Next week, we're going to have a fantastic show, as this is the month of love. We're talking about loving ourselves. Today, solitude. Self-care is a way of showing that you love yourself and taking that time to be still. Tina talked about beauty that's internal and external, freedom from addiction, her journey, how that as she began to love herself and be accepting of love, her life began to transform and be open to the power and the love of God. Next week, we're going to talk about love, and also about our New Year's resolutions. Everyone's resolution I know is want to lose weight, want to eat better, want to do all those things. Well, I've got an amazing resource for you. Next week is Renee Wiggins, author of Being Fabulously Fit. She will be here. She also has a book about transformation, letting go of the chains. And so we'll have her here to talk about being fit spiritually and physically. The following week, which is the 24th, I will have Tiffany Janae. One of the things that we need to talk about is our sexual health, that loving ourselves and loving others involves our sexuality and our sensuality and our passion. And so how do we take care of those parts? And how do we express ourselves? And what are some resources for that? I am a big advocate for women and men, but especially for women, because men seem to be a bit more in touch with their sexual selves, but they're for women over 50, to be sexual and sensual and expressive and to grow. And so, again, part of loving myself, if I have a man in my life or want a man in my life or have a woman in my life or want a woman in my life, that to do that, I've got to love myself first and take care of myself first. And so, and to know the joy of my own body. And so we'll have Tiffany Janae. So, yeah, I'll be a little X-rated, not X-rated, but mature audience, mature ears only. March 3rd, I think it is. Yes, March 3rd, we will have my mentor, Beverly Fells Jones, who is an amazing author. She has several books. She is a coach, and she will be here. And then on the 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, we will have a credit expert, Darvell Powell, the CEO of Secure Credit Solutions, will be on the show. Because another thing, people have all these plans for the new years, but if your credit isn't correct, if you don't have a good money management skill or even a plan for your money, it's hard. Money is the energy and the currency for how this world operates. And so to have an understanding of being in the flow and of using those things to your advantage versus being taken advantage of by those things. And so we'll have that expert here, Darvell Powell, CEO of Secured Credit Solutions. So I've given out a lot of information. I am grateful that you are here tonight. Or if you're listening later, thank you so very much. So let's just take a couple minutes to get focused, to be still, get in touch with our inner self, to synchronize inner and outer. As we focus tonight on the transformative power of solitude, the journey towards transformation, we'll talk about solitude tonight. Let's take three deep breaths in through the belly, And out like that. So three of them. One last one. Solitude, a gift that we can give ourselves in this crazy time where we're connected to everyone. News 24, everybody all up in the biz. Right away, that gift of solitude. So that is the second devotion in my book. Let's begin with the quote, solitude. I restore myself when I'm alone. And that is a quote by Marilyn Monroe. When I was younger, there was a commercial that depicted a harried woman working in the office, coming home cooking for her family, and dealing with the needs of her husband and children. Feeling overwhelmed, she shouts, "Calgon, take me away!" The commercial ends with her in a luxurious bubble bath, away from it all. It is important for all of us to get away from it all. Make a concerted effort to escape from the multimedia, which enhances and yet can disrupt and disorient our lives. We also need to escape from the opinions of others and our fears, doubts, and worries. My suggestion for the escape is both physical and spiritual. Physical escape is easy. Go to the mountains and walk the trails, listening to your favorite music. Go to the beach and drink in the majesty of the ocean, the glory of the sand, and the crispness of the salt air. Or like the lady in the commercial, lock the door to your bedroom, fill up the tub, light some candles and or incense, and immerse your body in the tub. Spiritual escape takes a bit more work. Take a look at how your soul is being fed. Is your soul getting big doses of MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, TMZ, the soaps or the novellas? When is the last time you meditated, prayed, worked on a vision board, wrote or spoke affirmations? Do you interact with people who are spiritually like-minded? These are ways to escape pure spiritually and feed your soul. Plan your escape and execute your plan within the next 72 hours. Enjoy. The gift of solitude. One of my favorite verses in the sacred text of Judaism, in the Bible, is the invitation in Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Not run around or chant or pray or jump up and down and dance and sing. For all of those aspects may have a part to do with interacting with God and expressing your spirituality. But the invitation in the songbook of the Bible is be still and know that I am God. And that word know isn't like mathematically knowing something or knowing the dates of Civil War, or Revolutionary War history. But that word know is about experientially, not knowing factually, but knowing experientially. And that invitation, that it's in the stillness, and as you're being still, that you are in that place where you can know God. And so solitude is something that, in some ways, it's crazy to me that it's something I had to add in my book. Is people ask me, Villa, how do I develop and grow spiritually? What are the aspects of that? That, of course, gratitude being the first one, to have a grateful heart, to have an eye for the good, to have a heart to receive the good, and then the mouth and the body and the hands to express it. And then second, solitude. I think sometimes we think of people who do solitude like monks or hermits, people who are off, away. But there is a wisdom in that, but not disconnecting from society permanently, but taking that time to be quiet. I know churches used to have retreats, and synagogues and temples would have retreats where you would get away. There is a wisdom in that. And now it seems like such a foreign concept that where to get away from people, I'd have to turn off my phone and turn off my Kindle and turn off my computer and turn off the TV so I'm not watching the news. But it is in that stillness. The reason we sleep is because our body needs that stillness. that quietness. But in a world where we're not getting more than 6 hours sleep at night, where we're on the freeway or on the train or running kids here and there or picking up husbands and wives, that gift of solitude is something that we need to purposely add to our lives. So what are the benefits? Why should someone have solitude? It's almost a crazy idea. I think even just hearing that, we all know that there's so many benefits to solitude, silence and solitude. I think just about monasteries, that in that quiet place, it becomes a very sacred place. And that same concept that when I am still and quiet, that I am creating a sacred space where me and the divine can interact, can immerse and wrap and enjoy one another, where I can hear my own thoughts. I think nowadays the world is full of so many opinions. If people want to create their own life, that's a big thing for me, that you have the power to create your own life. As a person thinks in their heart, so they are. So the question becomes, what do you think? Do you have your own opinions? Or is it what you saw on the TV how you should be, or what you read in some books, or what you saw in the magazines, or what someone at church told you, or what your mother always told you, or your father always told you, this is how our family is? What are your own thoughts? Do you even know what you want? To be able to ask God for the things you want in your life, do you know? Have you taken the time to be still in solitude, to get away? I chose that quote from the beginning of my book, "I restore myself when I'm alone." It shocked me to see that quote from Marilyn Monroe, because what I know about her is that she was a very public person. I mean, she passed away before I was born, I think, or she passed away when I was a kid. To me, she seemed to always be very public. Out, you know, there's like pictures and pictures and pictures and pictures and pictures of her. She was always here and there. But yet, in the midst of a person who everyone was wanting to be in her business and there was money to be made from being that way, even she had the wisdom to know that that wasn't the real world, that the true world was, I restore myself when I'm alone. So here are 7 little-known benefits of silence and solitude. And here's a great quote. Nothing in all creation is so like God as silence. And that is a quote from Meister Eckhart. What are 7 little-known benefits of silence and solitude? Silence provides inner peace. It helps us communicate on a different level. It promotes self-discovery. Silence energizes you. Silence boosts creativity. Silence enhances focus and mental clarity. And silence predisposes to sharing. And all of this is a part of solitude. But you can't have silence if you're sitting in the middle of the train station, or on the 405 or the 101, which were 2 horrible freeways here in California, which hopefully most people are free of. LOL. But to take that time to get away and to hear your own thoughts. I love, you know, silence enhances focus and mental clarity. My best friend has been having business desire and wanting to be an entrepreneur and developing her business, but just wasn't feeling it. And so when she drove herself to work the other day, instead of having it on the radio, listening to her audiobook, she drove in silence. And even though I said you can't have solitude on the freeway and all those places, I also said you can create your own sacred space. And then her beautiful MKZ, as she drove to work in silence, she created a sacred space where she could focus and listen and clarify, understand what her thoughts were. And she was able to make a progressive and innovative step forward in her business. I like this, that silence helps to communicate on a different level. It's easy, it's harder to be silent with a stranger, but someone that you know, someone that you love, someone that you have intimacy with, you can be silent because you have communicated with that person in many other ways. And that the silence of being on the road at PCH, going the Pacific Coast Highway along the beaches, through those canyons, just the quiet, that as you sit quietly in your car, as you hike up the canyon trails, that you are in that silence, even with a partner, you let nature, the universe, and God do all the talking. Reasons you should spend more time alone. The benefits of seeking solitude. Solitude allows you to reboot your brain and unwind. Being with yourself with no distractions gives you the chance to clear your mind, focus, and think more clearly. It's an opportunity to revitalize your mind and body at the same time. Just like we have to turn our cell phones off so it can reboot itself. But you know, if your computer's going on haywire, one of the things I learned from an IT guy is before you call IT, restart your computer, that there is something about that shutdown, that disconnect, that get my circuits back in order. That is the gift of solitude. Gives our brain a chance to reboot and unwind. I am convinced that humans weren't, you know, nowadays you're bombarded by images. There's billboards, there's electronic billboards, it's everywhere. And I am convinced that the human mind isn't made for that much stimulation. That solitude is a part of our makeup. And that there is that time where we need to wind down. Give our brain a chance to turn off. Now, not shut down. I mean, we need our brain. But to shut down, to refocus, and to start up. Helps to improve concentration and increase productivity. How many times have you heard someone say, be quiet, I'm trying to think? I've never heard someone say, yell louder and make more noise, I'm trying to think. There is something that in that solitude, that in that quiet place, you're able to hear. One of my favorite quotes, which is, I'll say a synchronization of this conversation, is that prayer is when you talk to God. Meditation is when God speaks to you. And in meditation, it's about silence and solitude and listening to a higher voice, interacting in a higher way. That I can, everyone, anybody who knows me knows I can chit-chat. Every report card I had from like kindergarten to fifth grade said, Lillian's a good student, but she loves to talk, which is true. But in that silence, I hear myself talking. I hear the cry of my soul, the yearning of my spirit, and then I'm able to communicate deeper yearnings and desires to God. Solitude gives you an opportunity to discover yourself and find your own voice. I've mentioned that already, that how do I know what I'm about? How do I know who I want to be? How do I know if I don't take the time to listen to myself, to get away and listen to myself? Solitude provides time for you to think deeply. I tell you, one of the things that is very true, my husband will often go down to the beach, or go to the beach, I don't know if I should. He'll go to the beach and sit there quietly and have the time to think and to think deeply. Solitude helps you work through problems more effectively. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Solitude can enhance the quality of your relationships with others. When you are coming from a centric place, a whole place, a structured place of knowing who you are, of having made room to accept and love and express yourself in the fullness, that time away of being quiet, you're able to reflect that with other people and you're able to listen, sometimes people just want you to listen. One of the challenges is I was laid off in January of 2014, and it was a surprise, to say the least, and it was a blessing, and I am thankful for it every day. But it was a challenge for me because I had worked all my life, and so who was I not working? How did that work? So sometimes I want to cry, and my husband would want to fix it. So one day I told him, I don't want you to fix it. I just want to cry. I said, so the next time I feel like that, I'm going to come to you, and I just want to put my head on your shoulder, and I just want to cry. I don't want you to say anything. I don't want you to do anything. So one day when I was either feeling sorry for myself or feeling sad about the situation, I began to cry and I went to him and I put my head on his shoulder and I wrapped my arms around his broad shoulders and he put his arms around my waist and I cried and he was quiet. And as I told a lady, it was the three longest minutes of my husband's life. But that listening of just being present, being quiet, being in solitude with someone else can create a solidarity that isn't that hadn't been there before or can improve that. What are ways to solitude? Well, we've talked about it, to disconnect. I am currently reading a book, 21 Habits I can't think of the book right now, but 21 Habits that Help Me Be a Healthier, More Beneficial Person. And one of the first habits is to go to bed for 1 hour before you go to bed to not look at or to disconnect yourself from electronic devices, to give myself that 1 hour before. So I'm not in the bed reading about, you know, watching and seeing a car chase on Channel 9 and reading on NBC about, you know, ISIS and you know, reading about Kanye being a fool here and seeing all that. If I'm going to bed, I have cleared my mind, created that quiet space so that when I lay down, my mind and heart and soul are at ease. One of the other things that you can do is that you have to create that time. So you can get up early or come in a little bit earlier. Another thing is close your door. Say, well, I have kids or I have a husband. Well, you have a closed door. I don't think your kids or your husband or your pets or your grandchildren can't go 5 minutes without you. Now, I understand you may be extremely important, but I'm saying even the President of the United States, the Queen of England, the Prime Minister of Australia, that the head of the UN, that even those people can be away from whatever they do for 5 minutes. And the way to do it is to shut the door and say, don't disturb me. Turn your phone off. That it's about just like for me to say, oh, I want to be healthier. I want to lose weight. And then every day I eat like a cake and a gallon of ice cream and drink, you know, 45 2-liter things of soda. And I say, oh, okay. Just as I need to choose to eat healthier, choose to exercise, that to increase that solidarity with myself, to create that sacred space with spirit, to improve my mind, relax my mind, regenerate my spirit. As I choose solitude, I have to make those efforts, not just happy thoughts, but there are actions related to creating that sacred space of solitude. Maybe you can do it at your lunchtime. And I'm fortunate right now, I'm temping at a place, at a hospital that actually has a chapel. But there are places all around that beautiful campus where you can get away and just sit still. And then to schedule your solitude. It's important. Take the time. Let me read those again. I went through those kind of quick, but I really, really like them. What are the ways to solitude? Disconnect. Set aside some time each day to unplug from all the ways that you connect with others. Get up or get in early. So get up early or get in early. Wake up a half hour earlier or an hour earlier than everyone else in your house and use that time to create, produce, problem solve, meditate, or whatever makes you happy. Close your door. It's simple but effective. Use your lunchtime. Don't spend your lunchtime working at your desk. Don't spend it running errands. And if you regularly go out to lunch, don't think that it always has to be with others. Once a week or even just a couple times a month, commit to spending lunch with yourself. Walk, sit in the sun, go to a park and eat. Enjoy the time you have alone. And then again, schedule solitude. Literally. Mark the time in your day planner or calendar for spending time with yourself. If you can make time for all the little extra things you fit into your schedule, like stopping at Starbucks or picking something up at the mall, you can schedule time in your calendar for solitude. That is the gift to ourselves. This 2015, you want to be a better person. You set your resolution. You want to lose weight? You got to take the time to plan. That's what your solitude can be. You want to increase your exercise? Want to eat better? Want to have more love in your life? Want to be more loving? All of that can come out of your quiet time, that time in solitude. Here is a quote from Mara Mand. The great omission in American life is solitude, not loneliness, for this is an alienation that thrives most in the midst of crowds, but that zone of time and space free from outside pressure. The great omission in American life is solitude, not loneliness. Solitude is an alienation that thrives most in the midst of crowds, but that zone of time and space free from outside pressure, which is the incubator of the spirit. So I want to encourage you as you are going with me on this journey towards transformation, and we talk about gratitude. We had Brother Cliff on about living your dreams. He talked about how he was in a car accident, that somehow him and his wife and his daughter and their friend started climbing out of that car. And he fought cancer. That he's living his life. He's choosing to be active. Sister Tina Hobson talking about how she overcame addiction in business for herself and empowering other people. We're talking tonight about solitude. How do you grow and develop emotionally and spiritually? You think and you act. And let those actions be right thought, right action, right self-expression. How do I get my thoughts right? How do I act right? How do I express myself right? I take the time and have solitude. Well, our time has flown by, and I want to thank you again for joining me tonight. I appreciate you taking this time on the journey towards transformation. I do want to let you know that I am Villa Powell. You can pick up my book, The Journey Towards Transformation. Do I know the name of my own book? The 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation at Balboa Press, who is my publisher, for Amazon.com. If you'd love to have me come out and speak, I am also an inspirational speaker. You can go to my website, www.30dayjourneytowardstransformation.com. Remember, next week, we will have Renee Williams. She'll be talking about health issues, body, soul, and spirit. The following week, we will have Tiffany Janae. And we'll talk about sexuality, sensuality, expressing and enjoying and evolving ourselves holistically. Third, we will have Beverly Sells Jones, author, coach, innovator. And then on the 17th, Darma Powell, CEO of Secured Credit Solutions. So you've got a lot to look forward to. You can also archive the programs, listen to the programs that have gone before. I thank you, and I wish you till we meet again. Peace, love, and joy. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight on the journey towards transformation. Take care.